This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, confirmed cases of the new coronavirus could hit 10 million next week. Right now, it's just beyond 9.3 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million infections. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 nears 480,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the U.S. The number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 is nearly 4.7 million. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the new coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop in the U.S. The head of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program says the pandemic in many Latin American countries was still intense as deaths in the region surpassed 100,000 this week. Mike Ryan said many countries had experienced 25 to 50% increases in cases in the past week, adding, quote, "I would characterize the situation in the Americas in general as still evolving, not having reached its peak yet," end quote. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in the Latin American region to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. From Washington,